With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, have you heard of Gold Belly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
My uncle's house out on the very eastern part of New York was said to be haunted because the family that used to own it in the 1800s decided not to give it to the stablemen and sold it instead. My uncle's friend and her sister stayed over one night, and the friend noticed a maid bringing towels down the stairs when she woke. She saw the maid again bringing what looked like a percolator down the stairs. She was so impressed by my uncle hiring staff. He's a neurologist in New York City, so he had a habit of spending a little bit extra. She went back to bed and woke up and later came downstairs to see my uncle and his friend just chatting. She asked where the maid went. She assumed that the maid was cooking breakfast. My uncle had absolutely no idea what she was talking about, and asked what she looked like. The sister explained, and he laughed. He walked over to the living room and pointed to an old picture. She said, "Yeah, that's the woman." My uncle replied, "Yeah, and she's been dead for about 100 years. The story was sent in from Linda in New York. My grandparents have a very helpful ghost. Their house was built in the 1860s, and they have lived in it since the 1960s. In an intense burst of procrastination one day, I looked up every mention of their address in the town's online newspaper archives, and I found out that the family that built the house had a daughter. The daughter grew up there, she never married, and took care of her widowed father until she later died of old age. So I figured the helpful ghost is just the daughter continuing to take care of the people like she did for her entire life. Over the years, various family members have heard the vacuum cleaner turn on its own accord. There have also been several occurrences where clothes and towels that had been dropped on the floor before bed have been folded and placed at the foot of the bed by morning. The story was sent by Janice in Connecticut. We had ghosts in an old house that I lived in as a child. While being home alone, I could hear sweeping downstairs. Also the tinkling of china and crystal from the dining room. It sounded like a party was happening, and you could hear a Victrola. I walked downstairs, and it would all stop. A story was sent anonymously. I lived in a house for about 5 years that was haunted. Not in a malicious way. In a kind of crappy roommate kind of way. I'd come home to the windows on the second floor being open when it was raining. Two food containers being open in the fridge that I hadn't touched yet. The worst, though, was the ghost hated clocks. She absolutely hated them. I had antique cuckoo clocks that had worked for 50 years that would just stop. Brand new wall clocks that ate through batteries like candy. My watch ended up on the floor one morning, crystal completely shattered, even though I knew I slept with it on. The one that pissed me off the most was that I got a brand new Kit Kat clock for Christmas, and the bitch threw it off the wall. I was cooking, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw the cat freaking fly. I turned around, and it was across the kitchen, broken. It was brand new. Man, she was a bitch. The story was sent anonymously. I had a one-bedroom apartment once, and as soon as it got dark enough outside, this old dude would walk from the bedroom to the bathroom all night. I would have to warn people the first time that they came over. You're going to see a ghost. And mid-conversation, people would stop talking and be like, holy crap, I just saw a ghost. Yeah, no kidding, I just warned you. One time I was in the bathroom when he attempted to walk in and just dissolved into a mist that dissipated very quickly. My current house I share with my wife is a 3-bedroom. And we sleep on a futon in the living room because the ghosts in the house were chain smokers in the main bedroom. We wake up every night between 3 and 3:30 a.m. if we sleep on the second floor, coughing our lungs out because the room is full of cigarette smoke. The story was sent from John in Texas. I don't remember this myself, but my parents say that when I was young, I would run into their room crying because a man was in my closet. I described him as a Civil War soldier, which I couldn't have known how to describe on my own given my age. After a little research, my parents found out that the last people who had lived in the house had found rare Civil War artifacts. The story was sent from Leslie in Georgia. Hey guys, quick question. Do you like conversations about ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, and many mysteries of our strange world? Well, I know you do because you're listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories, and those are the same type of topics that we cover on Hillbilly Horror Stories. Now, since we know that you love those kind of topics, you should be listening to the Paranormal Podcast with Jim Harold. Jim Harold is literally the podfather when it comes to paranormal podcasting. I don't know a single podcaster in the paranormal genre that doesn't look up to Jim Harold. As best that Jim can tell, the Paranormal Podcast, which launched in 2005, is the longest running podcast of its type on the internet. That says something, folks. Jim's interviewed big names in the paranormal. People like Jack Osborne on ghosts, Dr. Raymond Moody on near-death experiences, and Jacques Vallée on UFOs. The show focuses on every aspect of unexplained phenomena. Each week, an expert joins Jim for a serious discussion of mysterious matters. The show really harkens back to the best of paranormal media over the years, shows like In Search Of and Unsolved Mysteries. It's kind of like a box of chocolates. You never know the topic you'll get, but it's sure to be fascinating. Do me a personal favor. Tune in to the Paranormal Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to Hillbilly Horror Stories. You'll be glad you did. My grandfather was in bed reading before going to sleep. He saw my grandmother, his wife, walk past the bedroom in a nightgown. Now, he thought that was odd because she never wears a nightgown. A couple of minutes later, he walked in the room from the same side of the hallway that she had walked from earlier, and he gets into bed. He asked why she changed into those clothes out of the nightgown right before bed. She said, "Hun, I don't wear nightgowns." The other story he told me was a computer that they had was in the middle of a large circular table in the basement. They heard a big crash from the basement, and naturally they ran down to check it out. The computer was on the floor completely smashed and broken. To this day, he insists that it could not have fallen on its own as it was in the middle of the table and the table was still upright. The story was from Lindsay in Georgia. When I was younger, my parents would frequently go run errands in the neighboring city. They'd be gone most of the day from morning to night. Our living room was in a spot where you would have to walk through it to get to the back door to reach either the front door or my parents' room. You would walk between the couch and the TV while doing so. So I was home alone. My dad came through the back door. He walked in front of me as he crossed the room. He then entered his and my mother's room. Then he came back out, walked across my field of vision once again, and left through the back door. He didn't look at me, look at the TV, or really do anything besides walk across the room in both directions. When I asked him what he came home for, or if he forgot something, he honestly had no clue what I was talking about. They were an hour and a half away, so coming home for something that they had forgotten wouldn't have made much sense. He was also wearing different clothes when I spoke with him, compared to when I saw him earlier. Such a strange experience, and I only saw it that one time. The story was sent from Lawrence in Minnesota. I used to live in an old, big, five-bedroom house with six other people. My significant other and I shared one of the rooms. I saw a stranger in my room when I was in my mid-20s. It wasn't exactly visible, but I somewhat knew it was there in the corner of the room. My significant other was next to me sleeping. While I had my eyes open, I knew it was there. So I closed my eyes. I tried to wish it away. I opened my eyes and it was now next to the bed, looking straight at me. I closed my eyes again and suddenly relief came. I opened my eyes, there was nothing there. I saw it once again at the stairs, and it was only a brief moment this time, and then it was gone. The story was sent anonymously.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
I'm not the type to believe in ghosts, but this happened to me and I have no explanation. My mom passed away in 2016 at the age of 56 of cancer. She was in hospice and died in our home. One of her favorite songs was Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which I added to her memorial video. Fast forward months later, I'm cleaning out her home of her belongings by myself. There's no one else there. At one point, I have an emotional breakdown and I step outside to collect myself. When I return, I hear music coming from the other side of the house, which immediately struck me as weird because not only was I there alone, but the electricity in the home had been shut off. I followed the music to a bookshelf where I find it emanating from a snow globe. It's a motion-activated snow globe, and it only plays music when picked up. The song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. The story was sent from Jennifer in Winnipeg, Canada. Years ago, my husband and I were trying to see if we could get a modest house by contract for deed. We took my sister along to look at the house. It still had someone's personal items in it, as though they had just stepped out, but the house was for sale. We walk all through, and we were pretty hopeful. Suddenly my sister said, "Wait, I know whose house this was. This house belonged to that guy my son knew who died in this kitchen. This was Tony's house." At that precise moment, a cabinet door shot open and whacked her on the backside. Never one to be rattled easily, she looked up and said, "Okay, Tony, I get it." We checked. It was indeed his house. The cabinet had been tightly shut and the floor was stable. I've never seen a cabinet door randomly swing open with a force behind it like that. Not enough to hurt, but fast as though a hand had whipped it open. You had to be there. I wish we could have gotten the house, even if he was haunting it. He was known to be a very nice guy, very funny, and we wouldn't have minded sharing it with him. The story was sent from Belinda in Oregon. My mom and dad passed just 5 weeks apart of unrelated cancers. We had taken my son with us to my parents' house to feed their cats. My son was 7 at the time. He wandered downstairs to explore. At some point, he reappeared upstairs, strangely subdued. At the time, he hadn't yet learned to lie, nor did he make stuff up. My wife noticed his demeanor and asked, "What's up, kid?" He said, "Pop-Pop is outside by the fence. I want to go home now." The story was sent anonymously. I was in my room writing in my journal before bed. It was a little bit later and my parents were asleep. Most of the lights in the house were off except for a little desk lamp. All of a sudden, this figure stood in front of me and I couldn't breathe. It only lasted maybe 5 seconds. But as soon as I could move, I ran to the bathroom and I locked the door. When I did, I heard footsteps immediately leave my room, and the door gently closed behind. I stayed in that bathroom for an hour at least. It still scares me to this very day. The story was sent from Annie. You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods, straight from world-famous restaurants, right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered, with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.